Hey everybody, this is Deborah from My Mind, My Body, and today I want to talk to you about dieting in disguise. About 5 years ago, I became a vegetarian. The primary reason for me to becoming a vegetarian was that I love animals, and I didn't want them mistreated or hurt in any way, and so I thought if I became a vegetarian, there wouldn't be the mistreatment or the slaughter, both of which bothered me tremendously. So I decided to stop eating meat, and that really was a big thing, the animal treatment. But as I look back, I realize now that a big part of that was the animals, but a teeny part of that was the eating disorder that I had. So I figured that if I limited what I could eat, I would eat less, and therefore that would just make me thinner, and that just fed into my eating disorder. But at the time, I was in denial about that, and I just felt that it was just the animals. Though I genuinely felt that there was the eating disorder that was really fueling the motivation for me to give up meat. And so about 3-4 months ago, I started to feel like I wasn't satisfied when I ate. I went ahead and ate yogurt, I had nuts, I had all these things with protein in it, beans, but I didn't feel like I was truly satisfied, where I could eat and be like, I feel good. And there was something missing. So I went ahead and thought about meat. I had such a hard time with it. I didn't want to eat meat. I felt so guilty that I was going to be eating an animal. But I also knew that I needed that for my body because that was self-care for me. I needed to listen to what my body was asking me, and it was asking for something more. So I tried meat. I went to the store, bought some deli meat, and had a turkey sandwich. Later on, I tried some chicken breast. I had some tuna, and that's been it. I haven't eaten pig or cow, though I might, but I doubt it. But nevertheless, that was something that I did for me because it was self-care. And I think that was huge for me because I really did restrict partially because I wanted to eat less, and so I didn't want to eat meat. And so this was my way of saying, not only am I listening to my body, but I'm really telling my eating disorder that you aren't in control of me and that I can eat meat if I want to, but I also can not eat if I don't want to. So now I eat meat maybe a couple times a month, and I make sure I buy from people and farmers who treat their animals humanely. That's really important to me. But ultimately, I do realize that I was dieting in disguise at the time, and I was in denial. And so I'm doing less harm now, and I feel good about that, that I'm eating less animals than I did, like, say, 10 years ago. But it was a really hard time for me to let go of that last part of my eating disorder. And I'm still on a journey. This isn't going to be something that ends. It'll be something that I continue to learn. And it's going to be hard, but nevertheless, I have come this far and I will continue to move forward. So again, thank you for listening. I'm Deborah from mymindmybody.net, and take care. Bye.